UCH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this lovely sunny day.
It is indeed. Now, I believe you've discovered a restaurant you'd like to tell us about.
Okay, now this is a restaurant I've heard quite a lot about from my Italian friends over the years, but I'd never actually got there. I even know a fellow in Bondi, a husband, who wanted to give his wife a surprise, and so he packed her and the kids in the car one day and drove them out to Smithfield to this restaurant, this fantastic restaurant called Candelori's. It's in the Horsley Drive. Smithfield is between Fairfield and Wetherill Park. So it was refurbished recently in May, and my God, they've done the most splendid job. The company that did it, DS17, also redesigned Alpha Restaurant in the city recently, and China Republic. And, gosh, I think they're almost giving Rockpool a run for the money. There's this fantastic open kitchen, marble clad. You can see everyone at work behind it. They're all very busy. And the wines are displayed in these sleek glass-encased wine towers throughout the restaurant. It's a huge space. Right down the back there's a bar. And I went on a Saturday night and the atmosphere was so buzzy and lively. It was absolutely jam-packed. I think restaurants in the CBD would be very envious of the number of people that were in there on the Saturday night.
Candelori's at Smithfield?
Candelori's, Horsley Drive at Smithfield. Very extensive menu. I think I counted over 100 dishes. So you need to choose carefully. I mean, it starts with stuzzicchini, which are little snacks. And then they've got bruschetta, they've got antipasto, wood-fired pizzas, creamy secondi, risotto pasta, dishes from La Griglia. I know that you'd love the ribeye on the bone. But the dish I had, which I adored, was the truffled mushroom risotto with porcini and chiodino mushrooms and finished with truffle oil and a little bit of mascarpone. And I also had the very popular stuffed zucchini flowers, and I'm going to give you the recipe for that today. And another starter that's very popular are the baked figs with the prosciutto and the gorgonzola sauce, and I also tasted those as well. I must admit, I was getting pretty full by that stage, but I did also have the affogato, you know, the ice cream, which floats in the coffee, and that was sensational. The coffee was really excellent.
Enough.
Okay.
That sounds great. Candelori's at Smithfield. Now, I wanted to ask you this because I grew up in an era when, it may have been my mother, I don't know, but we never had broccoli, which is, I suppose, one of the most popular green vegetables.
It's the one that the mothers always trying to get their kids to eat, but your broccoli, yes.
Yes, and one of your sisters used to hide it under the table.
Oh, yes, used to stick it under her chair.
Now, what is the reaction to this new kale?
Well, look, it's been around for a few years now in Australia, and everyone's just gone mad for it. It's in Italy, in Tuscany in particular, they grow it in their backyards, and it's called cavolo nero. They use it in their soups. There's a very famous Florentine soup called Ribollita that they use it in. But people now are using it for juices in the morning. You know, they stick it in the juicer with ginger and carrot and beetroot and apple, and it's a real health thing. People have gone really crazy for it. Let me tell you, don't think I saw kale on the menu at Candelori. So there you go. There's something missing.
Okay. Now, I believe also you've taken to watching MasterChef.
Well, I have a little look at it again last night. Tracy was sent off because she was rather disappointed the judges with her wet food. There was sort of a puddle of sauce on the plate that they didn't like with her lobster and citrus beurre blanc sauce. Brent's dish was curious. He called it light at the end of the tunnel, and it did look a bit weird, I must admit. Anyway, he wasn't sent off. The one that was most sensational was Laura's, and she's only 19 years old. It was a grilled quail dish with artichokes and croutons and Jerusalem artichoke puree. But the judges were saying, oh, I'm in heaven, it's so gobsmackingly good. So it'll be interesting to see who wins, whether Laura wins. She's doing really well. I think Amelia might win. She did a fantastic baklava parfait last night that George said was even better than his mother's. So that's really something. But there were a lot of tears on the show, of course, last night again. Amelia was in tears, and so was Tracy, and so was Brent.
Okay, well, that's good for the ratings.
Of course. But listen, honestly, last week, Heston, can you believe it? chips. I couldn't believe how he made fish and chips. I'll tell you in a second. But he had this gin and tonic nitro ball. Oh, my God. You know, it required poaching in liquid in a sous vide bag and then being poured into a 500ml siphon and charged. Oh, my God. And then piped out. Oh, my God. I just couldn't believe it. And his fish and chips, the batter, includes flour. And these things you can only get from chemical labs. Flogel, Hylon number 7, Crystal Tex, and then a few things we can recognise, like salt, baking powder and beer. And that all has to be placed in the siphon and put in the fridge and then piped out. And that's his fish and chips recipe.
Well, they've been rating very well, so it must be good for the ratings. I will have a look at those at 10 o'clock. Good to talk to you.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye.